we have what is this term, specialization, division of labor. I don't know if we have heard it before, but many of us will hear specialization. Generally, can be said that it is that you concentrate on a particular task, doing a particular activity, and you become experts at it. The division of labor generally just means that we break down a big task into smaller tasks, and different ones of us attack it. And if all of us are doing our part right, then the whole thing gets done properly. The Japanese have this term just in time, or it's quality at every level. And so they say that each part that you do strike well the first time. So that if for example we were to be just building this blackboard and your job is just to make this upright, then you would make sure that you shave it down right, you sand it down right, that if you do it right. So that we save time, and then all of us working together, putting the different pieces, when the time is ended, would have the best looking blackboard. The passage read says,
from whom?
Continue. There's one little piece I want out of it.
From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love.
Fitly joined together by what every joint supplieth. So we're going to stay with this blackboard and the construction of it for the next couple of minutes as our example. Now, I chose, and I am bad at this, so I leave it to you to find an appropriate title. But I simply just titled it, We Need Your Stuff. And of course, as we go to you, can decide what you want to title it otherwise. But I just said, Need Your Stuff. Now let's start with Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 21. You know, I'm here wondering why I'm not seeing anything. Oh, there it is now. Yes, yes, yes. Leviticus chapter 21, beginning at verse 17.
Speak unto Aaron, saying, whosoever he be of thy seed in their generations that hath any blemish, let him not approach to offer the bread of his God.
Continue.
For whatsoever man he be that hath a blemish, he shall not approach, a blind man or a lame, or he that hath a flat nose, or anything superfluous, or a man that is broken footed, or broken handed, or a crook back, or a dwarf, or that hath a blemish in his eye, or be scurvy or scab, or hath his stones broken. No man that hath a blemish of the seed of Aaron, the priest, shall come nigh to offer the offerings of the Lord made by fire. He hath a blemish, he shall not come nigh to offer the bread of his God. And he shall eat the bread of his God, and he shall eat the bread of his God, both of the most holy and of the holy. Only he shall not go in unto the veil, nor come nigh unto the altar, because he hath a blemish, that he profane not my sanctuaries, for I the Lord do sanctify them. And Moses told it unto Aaron, and to his sons, and unto all the children of Israel.
So here we have Moses giving us the list of people, the list of priests who could not come near to offer sacrifice. Now remember, the title of the lesson, We Need Your Stuff. The passage we use is Remember, on the blackboard is our illustration. That we all need to come together to make the best blackboard. But there are some people here that just couldn't participate. Something is wrong. You're telling me on the one hand, we need your stuff. But on the other hand, you're telling me, I can't come. Now, I can't be a part. There's no part of the job that will be given to me that I will specialize in, because I have no access. I won't be a part of the division of labor of the building, because I cannot call to offer my part. But we need your stuff. Something is not right. So some people possibly just can't participate. But then when we get to Numbers, when we get to Numbers chapter 4, we are learning again that God has put some restrictions on what can be done. So we have Numbers 4 starting, and we have it starting with the sons of Kohath. And in the midst of God has given them some limitations to what they can do. They are to bear the burdens of the ark. And in the same Numbers 4, we have the Gershonites. And they are also to bear the burdens. No, I'm missing somebody. Numbers chapter 4. We have the sons of Aaron. Maybe I should write the names so we remember them, right? So it starts out with the burden of the ark. And this is for Kohath. K-O-H-A-T-H, right? And then after that, the sons of Aaron. And they are the ones to operate in the priest's office. And then we have those who are to carry the curtains. They have helped Brother Fabian. The curtains and then the pool. The Gershonites, the sons of Merari. Okay. Gershonites carry the curtains. And Merari carry the poles and the pegs. Alright. Now, again, they had specific rules, and they were expected to carry out these rules. Now, again, our example, the blackboard. If it is that these persons were to carry the poles, the sons of Merari, just for a moment, if the poles didn't arrive. Remember, they are making the tent-like structure. I mean, it's not the exact replica, eh? They're making the tent. You need the pegs. You need the poles. But the poles don't arrive. So let's pick on somebody. I said, Brother O'Neill Wilson with him van must carry the poles and the pegs. But him don't turn up. I don't think I have to tell everybody the tent don't go up. The tent don't go up. These persons will not be held responsible for the tent going up. They cannot participate in that activity. So, these guys will not be in the division of labor, not a specialization as it relates to the offering. These guys, this man has no interest in carrying the curtains. His job is to carry the poles and the pegs. As a matter of fact, Numbers chapter 4, verse 21. Let's hear 4:21.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take also the sum of the sons of Gershon throughout the houses of their fathers by their families, from 39 years old and upward until 50 years old.
Sorry, Brother Fabian, I gave you the wrong one. It's Numbers chapter 4. Verse 20.
But they shall not go up in to see when the holy things are covered, lest they die.
Now, so important was them to stay in their role that it says the sons, they are to wait until after Aaron and his sons have covered the ark. They dare not go in before that, because if they see it, they are going to die. Your role is to carry the poles, not the curtains, not to wrap it up. Your role is to carry the ark. Now, when I read, Kohath had some 2,750. 2,750. That's a whole heap of people to carry the tent-like structure. Couldn't we find, Brother Michael, other things for them to do? Isn't that a waste of labor? I mean, if my other 2,000, let's leave 750 to carry the ark. Then there are 2,000 of us could get involved in something else. Could do something else. But interestingly, what you're asked to do, carry the ark. Now, I am almost sure that you like me is saying, I am zealous for doing this job. I want to see it done. As a matter of fact, why make one block? There are 2,000 of us left. You know, can I make more? Why not? Why couldn't we better build a better blackboard? There are 2,000 of us left. I mean, as a matter of fact, why not just make Aaron and his sons carry the whole thing, and we go find other things to do? There are enough of them. If you say you need our stuff, we could give you more. But we are asked, or they are asked, carry the ark. Just carry the ark. It can be a frustrating thing that you know you are capable of more. There is a lot of opportunity to do more, and you are limited to this task. Now, one of the challenges with division of labor, as we teach economics, as we look into management, is that after you do something for a while, even if you were to take somebody and they were to be going into a job for the first time, oh God, I'm probably not sleep the night before, probably have a little diarrhea, I mean, the jitters of going, you're so afraid. But after 2 weeks, you're doing the same thing. You say, oh. If anybody asks you now, chum, after a year, you can shut your eye and do it. And so, of this type of division is that people burn out. People begin to lose interest. And so, productivity starts high at the first, and then it starts dropping off because people just, you get new, you want a challenge. So, tell me that I will do this, carry the ark, you're wasting my time. Well, let's look at something else and tie some things together. So we have some people who can offer. We have some people who can offer, but in specific roles. Well, we come to Nehemiah, and Nehemiah is cursed with consideration. And he hears that the wall of Jerusalem is destroyed. And he plans and he strategizes and he says, I have to go and rebuild this. And what we have is that he managed to encourage her to get the men to be ready to work. And so we have different groups of men building. So when we look at Nehemiah, I think it's chapter 4. Yes, chapter 4, from about 11 to 13. We have different groups of persons building different areas of the wall. Now, understand that the Ammonites, the Ashdodites, the Arabians were all attempting to sure that the wall was not built. They tried discouragement. They tried to send people straight to work. When all of that didn't work, they tried outright aggression. So that Nehemiah says, every man, the laborer to the skilled man, one hand was on his weapon, one hand was working. And so, as they speak, the different tribes, 11 tell you, of the different sections of the wall. In fighting and in building, the wall was being put up. Much to the dismay of the defectors, the wall was going up. Each area needs the people. We need the stuff. You have something to contribute, we need your stuff. But I can't give anything. I am limited to giving. I am over your idol. I want to give you. But, I mean, by the time I get to the front of the line, the project done. There are so many. In Nehemiah's case, we have so many men that are that their building skills, I don't have what it takes. Weapon and have a skill. And so, again, we look on the building and we say, maybe I should better participate. Maybe the work will go on better. Maybe it is the case that I wasn't intended to be a part of this project. Maybe I just shut myself. But we need your stuff. We need your stuff. Now, all of us need each other. And so now that we have gotten to the point that we have looked at the different groups, I'd like for us now to move to that kind of a parallel. We all need each other. I'm going to come back to the passage that we read earlier. We all need each other. So when Ephesians tells us, starting about verse 15,
but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies.
All right, stop there, Brother Fabian. We're going to linger there, sir. By fitly joined and compacted by that which every joint supplies. Every joint supplies. But these guys are asked not to supply. These guys are limited in their supply. But every joint supplies. Let's put it together now. So, the whole function, as we build for Almighty God, we have to realize that alone, this flat-nosed man, by himself, can't contribute. Why? Because this defect bars him from contributing by himself. A lot of these people will not even go near carry. Allah Ta'ala. What everybody needs to contribute. This man we shot can't contribute. By himself. I can't by myself help a person who has a medical problem. I don't have any knowledge of that. But God expects me where I am in to help where I can. Now, I can't help you by myself. But I can drive you to the hospital. And I hope you see where I'm going now, because we're going to now pull those parallels out. We as individuals will not achieve a lot of the things for ourselves and for Almighty God, by ourselves. But imagine for a moment if we were to find a way to combine our energies so that we can work as a team. I'm going to come back now to Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 11.
And our adversaries said, they shall not know, neither see, till we come in the midst among them, and slay them, and cause the work to cease.
Hold on. The adversary aim is to what? Seize the work. That is all that the adversary is about. Seizing the work. Continue, my brother.
And it came to pass that when the Jews which dwelt by them came, they said unto us 10 times, from all places whence ye shall return unto us, they will be upon you. Therefore, set I in the lower places behind the wall, and on the higher places, I even set the people after their families with their swords and their spears and their bows.
After their families?
And I set the people after their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows.
What I want for us to put from this is that the adversary's work aim is to stop the work. Nehemiah is strategizing, and we are going by families. There are groups of us going. So even if in this family you have the hunchback who cannot of himself contribute because he's a part of the family or part of the group, his effort to support is not being recognized. Now, let's pull down and go down a little more. Now, this person, we have to realize as we come into the kingdom, all of us will suffer some defect. We'll have some sort of issue that prevents us from operating as we want. That all of us are going to be limited in some capacity. We just can't. But guess what? You need your stuff. We will have to find a way to participate. Now, the whole body is built up by each other giving what they are to give. The whole body needs our stuff. Individually, don't and can't do everything. But we as a cohesive team can achieve anything. And we bear that in mind. I may not be able to do it by myself, but together, we can achieve it. Alright? We can grow into other roles. We can be of more service in the kingdom. Where we can. And if we're not satisfied with where we can grow in other roles if we do those roles. But while we are in this current position, we are expected to do all that we can. Take another example. So here is a man who has broken bones. Maybe can't walk very well. But guess what? He can speak. So while he's working on his health, maybe they're going to fish through wires, through the bones, whatever. While he's aiming, while he's intending to go out and be more of more service to Almighty God. At this point, there's nothing wrong with his mouth. So, yes, he's limited in doing certain functions. But some he can do very well. He can speak. And so because of that, while he's looking after his physical self, he's aiming at a better place, a different role. He's perfecting this one that he's in. Let's take some simple examples. We have people who say, when I get married, that is good. There are some things we can do as it is a challenge of the marriage. My boss on a Friday evening, he says, may I pick you for watch at this meeting? I'm going to boss because I have to consult and get permission. Now, if I was single, I say, different limitations. Alright? And so I'm just saying that we are to exploit where we are. Another thing is that we are expected to give our maximum. Before we begin to say, I can do a different task, how well are we carrying out the current task? How are we exploiting it? Are we giving out of it? Can we come back to the blackboard? So your task is to build this upright. Is it properly sanded? The joint will fit in, it accurate, it make right? When the rest of parts come, will it just be a snapper? Or is it that because I feel that it is properly done, then I want to do something else? Maybe we should strive to make sure that what we're doing is done properly. We are so good at it now that, but yes, I can take other things. But if you're not there yet, maybe we should slow down. Some patience. Maybe. Because by myself, I might not be able to do much. But when I specialize in doing this and do it well, then listen to me, man. When we come to produce blackboard, the one thing will not be at any fault is this upright. How much examination has gone into what we're doing? Now, some roles we just cannot grow into. And we have to learn. I will not be able to do that. These guys. I will not be able to go wrap up the ark. It's just not mine. I cannot do it. And we have those challenges. Over and over we hear about female preaching. And if you tell a person, no, you just can't grow to it. But I am more intelligent. Yes, I know. But you just can't. But I can articulate more. Yes, that is true. But you just can't. That is just not true. And so, there is a lot to do within your own role. And we need to be doing that lot as best as we can so that the rest of the roles can operate and flow seamlessly. Now, if we take Moses in Numbers chapter 16, the Kohathites, I'm using the very same Kohathites here. Now we know from here that their job was to carry the ark. After it was properly wrapped up, just carry it. No, that simple. After you carry the ark for a while, you know exactly how much it weighs. You can take before your wrist. You just know if you carry the ark. As a matter of fact, you know which part best to put it down that it can make up quick. That's a your thing that. So the Kohathites are there and that is their role. But in Numbers 16.
Now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and Dathan, and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, the son of Peleth, sons of Reuben, took men. And they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron, and said unto them, Ye take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Wherefore, when ye then lift ye up yourselves above the congregation of the Lord? And when Moses heard it, he fell upon his face.
All right. So Moses heard it, fell upon his face. So they said, all of us are holy. Why is only one our priest? We are sons of Levi. And then Moses said, why are you doing this thing? Further down, he said, and God has called you to be near us, give us a special place, and you want the priesthood too. But God promised, but we holy too. We can do the work too. Why are we not doing the work? We can do it too. And some say, yo, yeah, me not qualified no anymore. You can't talk to me. Me just as qualified as you. Me just as able as you. And it's long time you are push up yourself over us. We stop listening to you. But we remember that, guess what? Earlier God had said to him, Moses, this is the rule of the Kohathites. That you're there for them. Now, some of us who can, at our present state, grow to be better and to do more things. There are some of us who are limited. That is the function God has left for us. To object is not against men. It's against Almighty God. And so, because of that, that day, we have the first time the earth is opening up and taking in people. One whole tribe. Some 250 people, men, dead. God killed them. Another 14,700 dead because they complained against what happened. In essence, they were complaining against the Almighty God. You mean to tell me? All of that destruction happened because they choose not to do what they are to do. Like it or not, you know. It's as simple as that. Your assigned role is to carry the burden. That's all I have to do. Because you have a problem with it, let me stay here and now. With us aspiring to greater things. Aspire. Develop yourself. Go to be better. If it is that is within your assigned role. Get better. But in effect, those people, because these guys felt that what they were doing was less than honorable. Was less than what they felt they should. And so that rebellion would cause, or the seed of what? 250,000 plus 14,000 is 16,000. Nearly what? 17,000 people dying. Just because my ear specialization, I don't like it no more. When me get for do, me don't want to do it no more. Me think it is beneath me. Me think me not supposed to participate in that. And uno can't chat to me. Because uno no more educated. Uno no better. If we too old, we are thinking of God, we are Christians. You can't chat to me. And God disagreed. God says, no. You're out of us. As a matter of fact, I like the part says Moses fell on his face when he hear them. Because wonder if you understand who you really are saying. Why if wonder if you understand who you really in opposition against. If this is your rule, for God's sakes, your rule. If it's a case where you can improve to be better, improve yourself. If it's a case where your role is limited, best of your ability. Don't oppose God. Specialize in what you get. Break it down and make it break. If I owe a thing this for do, make sure, say, Nobody now for wonder if it is this. Now for make a second. If it is that you can grow and do what you do, and grow so that the church can sit and say, you know, let's ask you to do this and let somebody else do that. Because you'd have developed yourself. But don't oppose Almighty God. Because of those people died. I beg you another thing. Let's now. If you're going to follow a crowd, seek out them legitimacy first. Because the adversary's aim is to stop the work. Give not an occasion to the devil. We knew. And I think I was reading something or listening something where the lawman was saying a prisoner's only and always intention is to escape. Anything you see, madam, or she do, no matter how it look, the only and always aim is to escape. So if you are fooled at any time, you may escape. And I said to myself, yeah, man, you're nice in the kitchen, so you can get laid. You want to go to the library, so you can read about something. Anything is to escape. The adversary's aim is always to see his work. When you stop bringing negativity, what you're doing is opening a door. And this has to do with whether we're in church, you know, families, wherever. You begin to let in negative energy. The Kohathites give us an example. Paul tells us that regardless of our function, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12, regardless of our function, we have something to do. 1 Corinthians 12, 12. We all have a role to play. To realize that our roles support each other.
For?
Yes.
For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ.
Alright, so, many members. And these many members take in some of these people, and take in some of these people. Many members. But all of these people have to now think like families. One body, but many members. But continue, Brother Webb.
For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member.
All right, hold on. So, many members, not one. That should be a comforting thought. Anytime you think what you have to do, you can remember that even my disability, I am not alone. It's many of us. Even if I'm only asked to do this, I am not alone. Many of us. We are all always going to be a family working together because our aim is to stop the adversary. Continue, brother.
For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body.
Realistically, do we see this? I don't know. I'm going to use me. Too many times. I don't mind words. You can't ask for that. Go and do so and so. And come in and you say, you know, so and so. Or let's use practical. So you come in and say, we need to move the benches. You can talk till you're blue. Some people are going fast. And you talk just to make sure that people hear. We need to move the bench then. Alright, let me do something radical. So, sister, you can't help me move the bench then. I can't lift up those. You can't Charlie for food. Oh yeah. Hold on, I'm going to call brother. Oh, that's all. Because the aim is, we need to move the bench strength. We need to move the bench. I don't know if I'm across here. We can achieve, we can get the goals. Maybe not directly, but we can support the movement happening. But the attitude of the dudes, for example, Nehemiah, an attitude to get it done. All right? And it continues to say, because I'm not the foot, because I'm not the height. And it continues. But guess what? We all have a role to play. And if there is no eye, who have a look? Somebody have a look. No, me no need to look. If the rest of, if you are look, me no need to look. But together, me I hold you up so you can go and look. Important. Because you may realize you know to look. Not for fight you upon the look. You know to look. It's another brother way. You're good at that. You know, me have a bridge, you know, if you're in my drive and you hear the police, slow down. Because how you see them, only God in. But if here is a police, slow down. And lo and behold, go up the road and in the back of the bridge. How you know me no know? But at the looking, maybe that's an old guy. Maybe me can't do that. Maybe me not allowed to do that. But guess what? It's not me one. Understand? So where is the sea? No. Just one example and I'm done. I'm trying to look and if I've gone over an hour, but I never check when I start. And that's the problem. So I'm going to finish. Maybe I just need to take my road. Just my road. Him no live there. You no live there. Me one live there. Just my road. What am I going to do? I'm going to decide, say, a 12 gate upon my road. I have 12 households for myself. Nobody else not live for my road. And I go decide, say, I go systematically drop off a truck. I go systematically engage them one-one. I don't know where they are. Quite frankly, I not even care. But I'm my road this. Righteous. Alright, so I whole road. I take a gate beside me. And the two gate beside me, and if one ever come in, I take it. That's all I want. But I feel me there. So me I go and do yes. And the church knows say, me I go and do yes. Can't do no more. Maybe it's a rule I'm not allowed to do. But me know say, I don't need one. And me know say, as a family, we are going to stop the devil. If you don't remember nothing else, I'll ask you to remember. We need your stuff. No matter how much height you have, we need your stuff. No matter the limitation, what you can do. Not interested in that. What we're interested in is what you can do. We not ask you to go beyond what you're asked to do. But within what you're supposed to do, give it 100. Always remember, it's not your alone. Me need you, you need me. Me need to do my part so that your work is easier. Because together as a family, we're going to stop the devil. Need your stuff. Thank you.